Hello and welcome today. It's a new episode. I'm happy to be talking about this topic actually. You know, irregular periods. I don't know. I've been wanting to talk about it for a while now, but I just keep postponing. So today I'm going to start it, and I want to break it into 3 episodes. I hope you guys don't mind, because I think there's just a lot of things to talk about. So today we'll start, and then let's see how it goes. But I think I want to break it into 3 segments, or into 3 episodes, if it's okay by you guys. Right. So let's talk about our menstrual cycle. The main topic is irregular periods, you know, but I mean, we can't talk about irregular periods without talking about the menstrual cycle itself. Okay, so if someone's cycle is shorter than 24 days, or let's say more than 38 days long, you know, if it's shorter than 24 days or longer than 38 days, you know, but it varies from month to month, we can say that that person has irregular periods, and doctors call it oligomenorrhea. Yay, I pronounced it. Okay, so we're going to talk about that one another day. That's a topic for another day. But for now, let's concentrate on our menstrual cycle, okay? So we said that if your cycle is shorter than 24 days or longer than 38 days, you can be said to have irregular period. And there are many factors that contribute to irregular period. There are many causes of irregular period, you know. There are many reasons, you know, but mostly can be related to hormones, you know, hormonal issues, you know, basically. You know, because the estrogen and progesterone and follicle stimulating hormone are the main hormones responsible for regulating the menstrual cycle. So if something disrupts or alters any of these, you know, it can cause irregular periods. Even though occasional irregular periods are common, you know, but when it becomes more frequent, then it becomes irregular period, and then it's a cause for concern or something that you should check it. You should look into. Hormonal problems, natural hormonal shifts, you know, birth control, stress, exercise, weight loss here and there can cause irregular periods. But you know, let me talk about some points. You know, I want to emphasize on some major points, you know. So natural hormonal changes. Now, this can occur during puberty. You know, the body undergoes significant changes, and you know, puberty can take several years for the hormones, you know. Some people can say take 3 years, you know, for their periods to stabilize. Like a girl can start her period at age 11, and it won't stabilize until 13, 14, thereabout, you know. So puberty can cause that. And like I said, oligomenorrhea also causes oh my, don't mind me, you know, I find the word fancy or new, so to speak. So I'm still learning how to pronounce it. So you guys should pardon me, you know. It occurs after childbirth or while breastfeeding, you know. Anyways, breastfeeding can also cause irregular period. I hope you guys remember, breastfeeding causes irregular period. Breastfeeding can disrupt your period, because it will suppress your ovulation and it can cause your period to stop. Okay, I think doctors call that lactational amenorrhea. Oh my god, I'm so proud of myself. Lactational amenorrhea. Yeah, and that's when your breastfeeding disrupts your period. That's what breastfeeding. Okay, so birth control. Hormonal birth control works by stopping ovulation. Yes, some birth control pills can make your period very heavy. I mean, it can, but it can also disrupt your period. Yes. I hope I'm making sense. You know, some people, when they start taking pills or implants or even the IUD, they may experience irregular bleeding. But you know, it varies. You have to check with your doctor to know what works for you. But birth control pills can affect your period. Okay, then okay, starting birth control pill can affect your period, and then stopping birth control pills can also affect your period. Yes, so I think I should have explained better at the beginning. Starting birth control pills and stopping birth control pills, any of the above, can disrupt your period. Okay, if you have an underlying health condition, it can affect your period. Yes. If you have PCOS, it will definitely affect your period. In fact, it's a major problem for your period, because if you have PCOS, it can affect your, if it affect, okay, it can affect fertility. I mean, what is the easiest thing to determine when someone is fertile? It is through your period. If you are not seeing your period, how can you take in, you know? So PCOS is a major cause of irregular period. Okay, so another point is eating disorder. Eating disorder can cause irregular period. It is serious. It is that serious, because you restrict food intake, you restrict calorie intake, you know. So when you cut down on a whole food group, or due to dieting, you know, when you cut down on carbohydrate, or when you're fasting, you know, or I don't even know, or just eating disorder can or would definitely disrupt your period. There's no two ways about it. So I'm going to stop here, because I want to continue again another day. I don't want to bore you people today. So I want you guys to enjoy this, digest it, and you know, take it all in. And then we'll continue on another episode. Then you guys will make my day if you not only like, but comment, and also share to your friends and loved ones. It will definitely make my day. So please, please, please like, comment, share, and just keep supporting me. Thank you.